Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Bart's Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, The Economics of Exclusivity. Who owns Street Barts? St. Barts is a land of paradoxes. It is a French Caribbean island, yet it belongs to no single nation. It is home to a small local population, yet it is dominated by billionaires. It thrives on tourism, yet rejects mass commercialism. For most places in the world, wealth brings accessibility. The more successful a destination becomes, the more people can visit, invest, and take part in its economy. But Street Barts plays by a different set of rules. Here, wealth does not bring accessibility, it brings exclusivity. The island's economic model is built not on attracting more people, but on attracting fewer, wealthier people. It is a place where scarcity is power, where limited land, strict regulations, and high costs have created one of the most elite and expensive real estate markets on Earth. But with that exclusivity comes a fundamental question. Who really owns Street Barts? Is it the locals who have lived here for generations, the billionaires who buy up its land, or the French government that oversees it from across the ocean? This chapter explores the financial forces that shape St. Bart's, the billionaires who control its real estate, and the economic paradox of a destination that thrives by keeping most of the world out. The real estate market, the ultimate status symbol. In St. Bart's, real estate is not just about property. It is about power, prestige, and belonging to an elite world that few can enter. Unlike other Caribbean destinations, where high-end resorts and commercial developments dominate, St. Bart's real estate market is private, exclusive, and tightly controlled. Several key factors make buying land in St. Bart's one of the most expensive investments on the planet. 1. Extremely limited land. St. Bart's is a tiny island, only 25 square kilometers, 9.7 square miles. There is almost no land left for development, and strict zoning laws prevent overbuilding. This means that demand is always far greater than supply, keeping prices astronomically high. 2. Strict government regulations. Unlike other islands, St. Bart's has some of the most rigid building restrictions in the Caribbean. High-rise buildings are banned, keeping the island free of massive resorts or apartment complexes. New construction is heavily restricted, requiring approval from local authorities who prioritize environmental protection and exclusivity. 3. No property tax. One of the biggest draws for wealthy investors is that Street Barts has no annual property tax. Once a property is purchased, the owner does not have to pay annual taxes, making it a highly attractive asset for billionaires looking to preserve wealth. The result? St. Bart's has become one of the most expensive real estate markets in the world, with luxury villas selling for $10 million, $20 million, or even $50 million. For the ultra-rich, owning property in St. Bart's is not about living there full-time. It is about status. To own a home in St. Bart's is to signal to the world that you have entered the highest echelons of wealth and exclusivity. The billionaires of St. Bart's, who really owns the island? Though Street Barts has a permanent population of only around 10,000 people, the island is technically home to some of the world's most powerful individuals. Many of the villas, resorts, and estates on the island are owned by billionaires, celebrities, and business moguls, turning Street Barts into a private club for the elite. Among the wealthy and powerful figures linked to St. Bart's real estate, David Rockefeller, one of the first billionaires to recognize Street Barts' potential in the 1950s, helping establish it as an elite retreat. Roman Abramovich, the Russian billionaire and former owner of Chelsea Football Club, who owns an enormous estate on the island. Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, is known to vacation in St. Bart's, frequently renting some of the most exclusive private villas on the island. The Rothschild family, the legendary banking dynasty, has long had ties to St. Bart's, owning some of its most prestigious properties. Olivier Dassault, the late French billionaire and aviation mogul, was among the many ultra-wealthy figures with homes on the island. Hollywood A-listers, Leonardo DiCaprio, Beyoncé, and Paul McCartney are among the countless celebrities who vacation here, some owning private properties. This wave of billionaire ownership has led to concerns from locals, who worry that St. Bart's is becoming a private island for the super rich, pushing out those who actually live and work there. Local economy versus billionaire economy, the divide. St. Bart's economy is a study in contradictions. It is one of the richest islands in the Caribbean, yet many locals struggle with rising costs. It has a booming luxury economy, yet most of that wealth is concentrated in the hands of a small elite. It is a highly developed island, yet it has almost no large-scale industry beyond tourism. For the billionaire elite, St. Bart's is a paradise, a place where they can escape, buy property, and live tax-free. For locals, life is more complicated. The cost of living is higher than almost anywhere in the Caribbean. Many locals cannot afford to buy homes on their own island. The economy is almost entirely reliant on servicing the ultra-wealthy, creating a divide between the island's workforce and its billionaire residents. This economic imbalance has sparked a growing debate. Should there be more protections for locals, ensuring they can afford to live and work on the island? Is St. Bart's becoming too exclusive, to the point where it is no longer accessible even to its own people? How can the island maintain its reputation as a billionaire's retreat while ensuring that its permanent residents are not left behind? These questions will define the future of St. Bart's economy. The future of St. Bart's wealth and power. As the world changes, so too does the nature of wealth and exclusivity. St. Bart's has long been a haven for the old money elite, European aristocrats, banking dynasties, and legacy billionaires. But today, a new generation of wealth is emerging. Tech billionaires from Silicon Valley. Crypto investors who have made fortunes overnight. Younger self-made millionaires who seek entry into the world of old money prestige. This new wave of wealth could change the landscape of St. Bart's, bringing in different types of investors, different expectations, and new challenges to the island's delicate balance of luxury and tradition. As St. Bart's moves into the future, it faces a critical question. Will it remain an exclusive enclave of timeless elegance, or will it evolve into something new? One thing is certain. The battle for who really owns St. Bart's is far from over. And in a world where wealth is always shifting, the island's future will depend on how it chooses to define itself in the decades to come. Chapter 14. The Social Fabric of St. Bart's, Locals, Expats, and the Elite. Beneath the luxury, yachts, and designer boutiques of St. Bart's lies a complex social structure, one shaped by history, wealth, and the island's unique blend of cultures. To the outside world, St. Bart's may seem like a billionaire's playground, a place where only the ultra-wealthy belong. But the reality is far more nuanced. The island is home to a small yet deeply rooted local population, an influential expatriate community, and a rotating cast of the world's elite who visit but never truly settle. Each group has its own role, challenges, and stake in the island's future. Some see St. Bart's as home. Some see it as an investment. Some see it as a status symbol. But together, they form the social fabric of one of the most unique and exclusive places on Earth. This chapter explores the different communities that shape St. Bart's, their interwoven dynamics, and the unspoken tensions between locals, expats, and the billionaires who pass through, owning much but belonging to little. The locals, the heart and soul of St. Bart's. Though it is known as a retreat for the global elite, St. Bart's is, at its core, a small island community. The local population, numbering around 10,000 permanent residents, is made up of descendants of early settlers, Creole families, and longtime islanders who have lived here for generations. Who are the locals? Many locals are descendants of French settlers and Swedish colonists, with deep ties to the island's history. A significant portion comes from Creole backgrounds, blending French, African, and Caribbean influences. Some locals trace their ancestry back to fishermen, salt harvesters, and traders who lived on St. Bart's long before it became a luxury destination. What defines local life? Unlike the jet-setting billionaires who visit for a few weeks a year, locals live an entirely different reality. Work in the tourism industry. Many locals work as chefs, yacht crew, hotel staff, shop owners, and service providers, catering to the island's elite. High cost of living. While Street Barts is one of the richest places in the Caribbean, many locals struggle with the sky-high cost of housing, groceries, and daily expenses. Pride in tradition. Despite the changes brought by luxury tourism, many locals preserve their customs, festivals, and way of life, ensuring that Street Barts retains its identity beyond wealth and exclusivity. For the local community, the challenge is clear. How do you hold on to your home when billionaires are buying everything around you? The expats, the quiet power brokers. Alongside the local population, a significant expatriate community plays a key role in shaping Street Barts. These expats, many of whom are French, European, or American, are the bridge between the billionaire visitors and the local islanders. Who are the expats? Many expats own businesses in hospitality, real estate, and luxury retail, profiting from Street Barts' elite economy. Some are wealthy retirees who have made Street Barts their permanent residence. Others are entrepreneurs, investors, and creatives who came to the island seeking a different way of life. Unlike the ultra-rich who vacation in St. Barts, expats live and work on the island, running many of the businesses that cater to the elite. How do expats shape Street Barts? They control much of the economy. Many of the island's hotels, fine dining restaurants, and high-end shops are owned by expats, making them key players in St. Barts' financial ecosystem. They navigate between locals and billionaires. Expats often act as intermediaries, ensuring that the island's ultra-rich visitors are accommodated while also working with the local population. They influence policies. Though Street Barts is French territory, expat business owners have significant influence over local government and economic decisions, helping to maintain the island's exclusivity. While expats profit from the billionaire economy, they too face challenges. Keeping up with rising costs. Even successful business owners struggle with skyrocketing property prices and intense competition for high-end clients. Balancing luxury with sustainability. Many expats are aware of the dangers of overdevelopment and work to keep Street Barts' charm intact. The expat community is both a guardian of St. Barts' exclusivity and a driving force behind its economy, ensuring that the island remains financially successful while preserving its identity. The billionaires and elite visitors, the floating population. Every year, the world's most powerful people descend upon Street Barts, bringing with them money, prestige, and influence. These billionaires, celebrities, and royalty are not permanent residents. They own properties, rent private villas, and anchor their superyachts in Gustavius Harbor. But their presence is fleeting. Who are they? Tech moguls like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and Elon Musk have been spotted vacationing in St. Barts. Hollywood A-listers such as Leonardo DiCaprio, Beyoncé, and the Kardashians frequently spend holidays on the island. European aristocrats and business tycoons have long owned estates in St. Barts, maintaining private residences passed down for generations. For these visitors, St. Barts is not home. It is a refuge. Why do the ultra-rich choose Street Barts? Privacy. The island enforces strict paparazzi bans, making it one of the few places where celebrities and billionaires can vacation in peace. Exclusivity. Unlike St. Tropez or the Amalfi Coast, St. Barts has no massive resorts or commercialized attractions. Only discreet luxury. Security. The island is one of the safest destinations in the world, with a low crime rate and a strong emphasis on private security. Yet, despite their influence, billionaires do not define Street Barts. They merely pass through. They own the land. They buy the luxury. They fund the economy. But they do not belong to the island. Tensions between the three groups. As Street Barts continues to evolve, tensions between locals, expats, and the elite visitors are becoming more pronounced. 1. The locals versus the billionaires. Locals see their island becoming a billionaire's playground, pricing them out of their own home. Billionaires see Street Barts as a private escape, with little regard for local struggles. 2. The expats versus the billionaires. Expats profit from billionaires, but also fear that excessive wealth could erode the island's authenticity. Billionaires demand increasing levels of exclusivity, making it harder for expat businesses to keep up. 3. The locals versus the expats. Some locals feel that expats control too much of the economy, limiting opportunities for native islanders. Expats argue that they help maintain Street Barts' success, keeping local businesses alive. These tensions do not define the island, but they shape its future. The question remains, can all three groups coexist in a way that preserves Street Barts' unique identity? Or will the balance tip, leading to an island that is no longer home, but merely a luxury brand for the world's elite? The future of St. Bart's social structure. As Street Bart's moves forward, it faces a delicate balancing act. Will locals be able to stay, or will they be pushed out by wealth? Will expats continue to run the economy, or will billionaires reshape the island's power structure? Will Street Bart's remain a community, or will it become just another billionaire enclave? The answer will determine whether Street Bart's is still an island with a soul, or just a paradise for the highest bidder. Chapter 15. The Future of St. Bart's, Paradise or Private Club. For centuries, St. Bart's has been a land of reinvention. It has been a forgotten island, a pirate refuge, a colonial pawn, a struggling outpost, and finally, the world's most exclusive luxury destination. But as the 21st century progresses, the island faces a new challenge. How does it evolve without losing its soul? Can Street Bart's remain a Caribbean paradise, or is it destined to become a billionaire's private club? An island owned by the ultra-rich, inaccessible to everyone else? The forces shaping its future are already at play. Climate change, rising wealth inequality, tourism trends, and economic shifts will determine whether Street Bart's retains its unique charm or becomes another victim of unchecked exclusivity. This chapter explores the road ahead for St. Bart's, the existential questions it must answer, and the battle between those who want to keep it open to the world and those who want to lock it away for themselves. Climate change, the greatest threat to St. Bart's future. If there is one challenge that could erase St. Bart's from the map, it is climate change. As a low-lying Caribbean island, St. Bart's is extremely vulnerable to rising sea levels that could submerge its beaches and flood coastal communities. More frequent and intense hurricanes that threaten to destroy its infrastructure. Coral reef destruction that could damage its ecosystem and impact tourism. Scientists predict that if global temperatures continue rising, small islands like Street Bart's could become uninhabitable by the end of the century. How Street Bart's is fighting back. Recognizing the danger, the island has taken bold steps to protect itself. Strict environmental laws limit overdevelopment and protect fragile ecosystems. Renewable energy projects, including solar and wind, are reducing reliance on fossil fuels. Coral reef restoration efforts aim to rebuild marine habitats and prevent further erosion. But is it enough? The reality is that even the wealth of billionaires cannot stop rising seas or prevent hurricanes. Unless global action is taken, St. Bart's may not survive the next 100 years as we know it. Tourism and exclusivity, a tipping point. For decades, St. Bart's has been the most exclusive destination in the Caribbean. But in a world where more people than ever have access to wealth, the island faces a dilemma. Should it remain a sanctuary for the few, or should it adapt to changing tourism trends? The case for more inclusivity. Some argue that Street Bart's must evolve to stay relevant in a changing world. The rise of new billionaires from tech, crypto, and emerging industries means that a younger, different type of wealthy traveler is seeking entry into Street Bart's. Luxury travel is shifting, with an emphasis on unique, immersive experiences rather than just wealth display. Environmental concerns suggest that a more sustainable, eco-conscious model of tourism could make Street Bart's a leader in high-end, green travel. The case for keeping it ultra-exclusive. Others believe that exclusivity is what makes Street Bart's unique, and opening it up too much could destroy what makes it special. Limiting visitors preserves the island's tranquility and keeps its beaches, roads, and infrastructure from becoming overcrowded. The ultra-wealthy expect privacy, and if Street Bart's becomes too accessible, they may seek out new, more remote destinations. Real estate values depend on scarcity. If too many properties become available, St. Bart's could lose its status as the ultimate luxury destination. The battle between accessibility and exclusivity will shape the future of St. Bart's. Will it adapt to a new era of travel, or will it double down on being the world's most exclusive escape? The future of real estate. Who will own Street Bart's? One of the biggest questions looming over Street Bart's is, who will own the island in the future? Billionaire domination? Ultra-wealthy investors are buying up more and more of the island, reducing the number of properties available for local families or small business owners. The more land that becomes privately owned by billionaires, the less Street Bart's will feel like an island, and the more it will feel like a private club. If this trend continues, will there come a day when locals are outnumbered by billionaire residents? Government intervention? Some argue that Street BART's government needs to regulate property sales to ensure that locals are not pushed out. Zoning laws and residency requirements could prevent foreign investors from owning too much of the island. But this would mean taking a bold stance against the same billionaires who fund the island's economy, a risky move. Right now, the real estate battle is being fought quietly, but in the coming decades, it could define whether Street BART's remains a true island or becomes a billionaire's gated community. The cultural identity crisis. Can Street BART stay authentic? St. Bart's has always been a blend of French elegance and Caribbean soul. But as the island becomes more elite, some fear it is losing its authentic cultural identity. Local traditions are fading, with younger generations choosing to leave rather than live in a billionaire-dominated economy. Traditional Creole businesses are disappearing, replaced by luxury brands catering to elite visitors. The island risks becoming a commercialized version of itself, where everything is curated for the rich and nothing remains truly local. To preserve its identity, St. Bart's must invest in local businesses and culture, ensuring that the island is not just a place for outsiders. Promote sustainable tourism that respects history and tradition. Protect its local population from being economically pushed out. If these steps are not taken, St. Bart's could become nothing more than a luxury brand, a place that exists only for the rich, disconnected from its past. The road ahead. What will Street BART's be in 50 years? As Street BART's moves into the future, it faces a crossroads. Scenario 1. Street BART's remains an elite escape. The island doubles down on exclusivity, limiting visitors, maintaining strict building laws, and catering only to the ultra-wealthy. It remains a symbol of ultimate luxury, but at the cost of local culture and accessibility. Scenario 2. Street BART's embraces a new era of luxury travel. The island finds a balance between exclusivity and cultural preservation, welcoming eco-conscious travelers, new entrepreneurs, and sustainable tourism. It maintains its luxury status, but ensures that it is still a living, breathing island, not just a billionaire's retreat. Scenario 3. Street BART's is overwhelmed by wealth and climate change. Billionaires buy up more and more land, leaving little room for locals or traditional businesses. Rising sea levels and hurricanes damage infrastructure, forcing the island to spend millions on constant rebuilding. St. Bart's becomes a gated artificial paradise, no longer a Caribbean island, but a playground for the ultra-rich. The choices made in the coming decades will determine which path Street Bart's takes. One thing is clear: paradise is never permanent, and the fight for the future of St. Bart's is just beginning. Chapter 16, the final chapter, the soul of St. Bart's. St. Bart's has always been more than just a destination. It is a contradiction, a paradox, a place where the past and present, luxury and simplicity, isolation and influence collide. For centuries, it has reinvented itself, surviving colonial wars, economic ruin, hurricanes, and the relentless march of time. It has gone from a forgotten rock in the Caribbean to one of the most exclusive places on Earth. But the most important question remains: what is the soul of St. Bart's? And can it survive the forces that threaten to redefine it? As the 21st century unfolds, the island faces pressures unlike any before: climate change, rising wealth inequality, billionaire domination, cultural erosion, and the eternal struggle between tradition and transformation. This final chapter explores the essence of St. Bart's, the battle for its soul, and the uncertain future of an island that has always defied expectations. The myth and reality of St. Bart's. To the outside world, St. Bart's is a dream, a place where the rich and famous sip cocktails on white sand beaches, where luxury is effortless, where problems do not exist. But to those who truly understand the island, St. Bart's is more than its image. It is not just a billionaire's playground. It is not just an elite escape. It is not just a beautiful location on a postcard. It is an island with a history, a people, and a spirit that cannot be bought. Yet, in recent years, the myth and reality of St. Bart's have begun to blur. As more of the island falls into the hands of the world's wealthiest, as private estates replace traditional homes, as exclusive clubs replace local businesses, as old traditions are overshadowed by modern luxury, some wonder: has Street BART's already been lost? Or does its soul still endure, hidden beneath the surface, waiting for the world to remember what it once was? The battle for cultural survival. One of the greatest challenges facing St. Bart's is the erosion of its cultural identity. For generations, the island was defined by its small, close-knit community, its Creole heritage, its simple way of life. But today, as billionaires buy up the land, as elite tourism reshapes the economy, as new generations leave in search of opportunity elsewhere, that identity is at risk. What happens to an island when the local population is outnumbered by seasonal visitors? Traditional Creole businesses are replaced by designer boutiques? The younger generation sees no future and moves away? Many worry that Street Barts is becoming a place that exists only for the rich, a beautifully preserved island, but an island without a soul. If Street Barts is to remain St. Barts, then its cultural roots must be protected. This means investing in local businesses, ensuring they are not replaced by luxury brands, supporting local families, making sure they are not priced out of their own island, educating visitors about the real history of St. Barts, not just its luxury, but its resilience, its struggles, its triumphs. Without its culture, St. Barts becomes nothing more than a luxury brand, another destination, another commodity, another place that looks beautiful but means nothing. The environmental reckoning. Even as Street Barts grapples with its cultural identity, a much bigger crisis looms on the horizon: climate change. Sea levels are rising, threatening the island's very existence. Storms are becoming more powerful, testing the limits of its infrastructure. Coral reefs are dying, endangering marine life and tourism. No amount of money, luxury, or exclusivity can stop the forces of nature. Hurricane Irma in 2017 was a warning, a reminder that even the richest island in the Caribbean is vulnerable. If Street Barts is to survive, it must lead the way in sustainability. This means investing in green energy, reducing dependence on fossil fuels, expanding conservation efforts to protect the island's marine ecosystem, limiting overdevelopment, ensuring that nature is not sacrificed for profit. St. Barts has the resources to become a global leader in sustainable luxury tourism. But will it choose to act before it's too late? The future of exclusivity, paradise or private island. The world is changing. More people than ever have access to wealth, and the line between luxury and excess is blurring. St. Barts must decide what it wants to be. Does it remain a high-end paradise, where exclusivity is built on preserving nature, culture, and a carefully curated experience? Or does it become a billionaire's gated island, a place where only the ultra-rich are welcome, cut off from the world? Right now, St. Barts stands at a crossroads. If the island continues to prioritize ultra-wealthy investors, it risks becoming a place that exists only for those who can afford to buy their way in. If it chooses to embrace a more sustainable, balanced future, it has the potential to remain both exclusive and authentic, a place where luxury and heritage coexist. The decision does not lie with the tourists or the billionaires. It lies with the people of St. Barts. Do they fight for their island's soul? Or do they let it slip away? A legacy of resilience. Despite all its challenges, St. Barts has always survived. It has endured wars, colonization, hurricanes, economic collapse, and reinvention. And it has never lost its spirit. That spirit is still alive. It lives in the quiet streets of Gustavia, where history lingers in every stone. It lives in the fishermen who still set out before dawn, carrying on a tradition older than the island's wealth. It lives in the local families who gather for festivals, celebrating a heritage that no billionaire can buy. St. Barts is more than its wealth. It is its people, its past, and its promise of resilience. The island's next chapter has yet to be written. But one thing is certain: the soul of St. Barts will never be for sale. The final question: what will Street Barts become? As this story comes to an end, the real story, the future of St. Barts, is still unfolding. The island can remain a paradise, but only if it chooses to protect what makes it special. The world will watch to see what happens next. But the truth is, only Street Barts can decide its fate. Epilogue: the island that defied time. For centuries, St. Barts has been a place apart from the world. It has been forgotten, discovered, transformed, and redefined. Yet, through it all, one thing has remained constant: its ability to endure. Perhaps that is the real secret of St. Barts. Not its luxury, not its exclusivity, not its billionaires, but its timelessness. Long after the yachts have left, long after the latest trends have faded, long after the world has moved on to the next fashionable destination, St. Barts will remain. Because some places cannot be erased. Some places are forever. And Street Barts, in all its contradictions, struggles, and beauty, is one of them.